When Barack Obama lands in Denver, more than 15,000 journalists will be around to watch him everywhere he goes. One who will not is NPR's David Greene. During both conventions, David will be roaming the country and joins us on the line. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Hard to be away from the action?
Not really. I'm pretty happy. I think I got a good assignment here. I'm traveling from Obama's hometown of Chicago to John McCain's hometown of Phoenix and just talking to people away from all the convention excitement.
Who are you talking to, David?
Almost anyone, but we're calling this series Take Me to Your Leader, and we're asking the same question to most people, and that is in their own communities. You know, who do they look up to? Who do they consider the leaders? And we got one recommendation to make a first stop at this great soul food diner called Isola's on the south side of Chicago.
Oh, it's not just that you wanted a good lunch. This is where you find a leader?
You know, it's always about the food. But this diner, it's also really just this famous gathering spot for political movers and shakers in Chicago. Their portraits are all over the wall. It's a neat place.
So what it look like that y'all would like to have for breakfast? Chicken, pork chops, or whatever. Living onions.
And that is Isola White, and she's the owner. She's 85 years old.
I like people. If you don't like people, don't go in this type of business.
Isola is this little woman with white hair, and she's been running this place on the South Side alone for 52 years in a pretty rough neighborhood. I asked her who makes a difference in her life.
I have one over there right now. I just walked in the door. You want me to get him? You want to meet him?
Yeah,
okay.
And so Isola pops up, and she heads over to a guy sitting right near the kitchen.
Come on.
Where I gotta go, babe?
Follow me.
Follow you?
Isola introduces me to Sherman Nelson.
Isola, did these people show you identification? You know, you're a senior.
They know everything about me.
They know everything?
I got you over here.
Okay.
So tell me, why'd you bring this guy over here?
Sherman is the most important person in my life.
Sherman Nelson was a bank executive, and he is retired now, but he's always helped Isola print her menus and her business cards.
I depend on him for everything.
But then Sherman turns the focus to Isola and how this neighborhood in Chicago really depends on her.
Because Isola's been here as a stabilizing force for over 50 years. You always know that Isola is open 24 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Isola's my lead.
That's Keith Bolt. He's taking a break from washing the windows.
I used to be a gangbanger, but every time she see me on the street, she always tell me to come here. You need to stay out of trouble.
Isola would tell Keith to wash her windows, and soon that became his own business.
I thank God for her, because she had really, like, changed my life.
Isola is now searching for more people for me to talk to.
Give me your name.
Willie Clayton.
Willie was wearing a Willie Clayton baseball cap, and that didn't meet Isola's dress code.
Take cap off.
Willie's been coming to Isola's for years.
You know, she always got time to talk, you know, and keep you up on what's going on.
Willie's a songwriter and a singer, and he's been working on a new album. And he says he likes lyrics that are full of passion.
Probably more about love, romance, you know, a little sex, you know. But she keep my music on a box.
And Willie walks over to Isola's jukebox and suggests one of his songs on it, Tell Me.
It's number 15.
So I do 5515. Can you give us like a little preview? What's going to sound like?
Well, tell me what...
Sing us like a bar or two?
Said I wouldn't tell nobody, but try and keep it all to myself. Tell me what you gonna do, baby. When you wanna be loved.
You can hear the music and the food being chewed in the reporting of NPR's David Greene, who is searching for leaders miles away from any party convention. David, where are you going next?
Well, Steve, it's Indiana, and then we head to Missouri, but, you know, we're staying pretty loose with our itinerary, and we're also taking suggestions, and we're telling our listeners that they can nominate people, they can tell me where to go. Just go to our election blog on our website, npr.org, or you can shoot me an email at meetyourleaders@npr.org. So there you go.
I'll send you some suggestions about Indiana, David.
Sounds great. Thank you, Steve.
NPR's David Greene. You can follow David and the NPR team as they travel across America at npr.org.